Let's see, doctor. I mean, how so I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient name. John Rogers, J-O-H-N, middle initial F-R-O-G-E-R-S. Date of birth 12/29/1942. Date of appointment October 17, 2023. Requesting physician Joshua Carlson, J-O-S-H-U-A-C-A-R-L-S-O-N. Dear Dr. Carlson, I have the pleasure of seeing John Rogers today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he's 80-year-old, right-handed Caucasian man who came to my office with his wife. They both don't know why they are here. But patient is saying that he wants to drive and he has a numbness in the left hand. There is no weakness as per the patient, no pain, no neck pain. He has some backache, no numbness, weakness in the feet. Last month he slumped over and went to the Nathan Latour Hospital diagnosed with a stroke. Now he's drooling a lot. He has a left hand numbness started after a stroke. Patient also has some memory issue. Past medical history. COPD. Hypertension. Dizziness. Stroke. Overactive bladder. Past surgical history. Appendectomy, cataract surgery. Allergy, no known drug allergy. Medications. Albuterol, verapamil, valsartan, scopolamine patch, bimetanide, spironolactone, aspirin 81 milligram, fluticasone, salmeterol, oxybutynin, pantoprazole, potassium chloride, sanocide, tiotropium, finasteride. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, is retired, married, live with his wife, have one kid. Family history, mother deceased with dementia and heart problem, father deceased, heart problem, one brother with pulmonary fibrosis. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having numbness, tingling, anxiety, poor control of the bladder. Physical examination, blood pressure 110 over 60, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation. Heart S1-S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowel sound present, next couple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. neurological examination. There is, please rewrite again, there is no jaundice synosis but edema of the lower extremities. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is right facial droop, present tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator. Drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination is strength. Right side it 5-4-5, left side it upper extremity 4-5, lower extremity 4.5-5. Deep tender reflexes 2-4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of sensory system examination revealed absent pinprick and vibratory sensation in the feet. Gait ataxic, Romberg test positive, assessment and plan. 80-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one is stroke with left-sided weakness. Number two, right Bell's, history of right Bell's palsy. Number three, peripheral neuropathy. Number four, gait ataxia. Number five, rule out left-sided carpal tunnel syndrome. Number six, decrease hearing on both sides. Number seven, rule out Alzheimer's disease. Next paragraph, a left-sided knee numbness and weakness is probably due to the stroke, but carpal tunnel syndrome is also a possibility in the left upper extremity. I would like to order EMG of the upper extremities. When he will come next time, I will do the mini mental status examination. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see him back in my office after the testing.